We're recording.
Ooh. Pinochle pirates pounce upon the piss pass pirate peepee.
Slashing slithery slow hells. Hi.
The dark dork denies.
All right, you're good. We got Jesus.
Donnie, the
you've cleared up.
Dumb dickhead. I don't know. Hello, I'm Rene Rosa.
I'm Chance Gervellini.
Can you say your name a little louder this time so people know who you actually are?
I was drinking. The motherfuckers know.
No, they don't.
Chance Gervellini is my name.
That's good. And we are Sherman Tanks. No yeah. ammunition necessary.
No, we do need ammunition. We don't need it, but we got it this time.
Yeah, we got plenty of ammo, I guess.
That's terrible.
It's been an eventful week. Yeah. Somehow nothing happened, and it's incredibly eventful.
Everything's going fine for me. I'm chill, but it's kind of a waiting game for me. I start school in about a week, and so this week's pretty much just been the world going, hey, in the meantime, look how many idiots are around you. You're not so bad. So, yeah.
I think that's every week, though.
Yeah, but this week I've been able to just, you know, clean my room, relax, prepare myself for classes, and
observe stupidity
and
from afar.
And go, you know what? Maybe I'm not such a bad guy. I'm not the stupidest of the stupid. I mean, I've done dumb shit, but at least I haven't done shit that's. At least I'm not a sellout. Anyway.
The difference is you're not willfully ignorant.
Yeah, like, I'm choosing to be a fucking. Make these dumb options, you know, these dumb choices. Like I genuinely think they're the right choice. And in the end, I'm
it's like
they
say every good
not.
Was in like villains. When you're writing a villain, every good bad guy doesn't know that he's bad.
Yeah.
Like when you have a, you know,
he's either insane and thinks that everything's okay what he's doing, or that is a sociopath. Or
right. That's what made, you know, Walter White so good on Breaking Bad.
It's Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII. He didn't think that he wasn't trying to cause suffering. He thought he was just trying to. Assimilate, you know, right. Whatever you guys.
Crazy people don't know they're crazy. Bad people exactly. don't know that they're doing bad. Sometimes. Some people just do shit to fuck with people on purpose. I'm one of those people. But it's never really that malicious. In general. Usually.
It's always malicious. if you're acknowledging it is now, then it is.
How is your 750 milliliters of milk?
It's 800.
800. Damn. That's sad. That means in my brain, immediately I think of wine bottles.
Yeah. Because it has to be exactly 800.
Gotcha.
It's Valium milk. Shall I explain? Whoever's listening is like, you don't even have to. It's drug shit. We get it.
Yeah. It's not like you're drinking it to enjoy it.
No, it's not. It is pure Valium milk.
In essence... He discovered online a way to taper yourself off of Valium, and it uses milk as the delivery method.
Full fat milk.
So that you can slowly wean yourself off of Valium until it is completely out of your system and you no longer have a dependency to it, because it is difficult to stop cold turkey because of the physical effects it poses
on
your body.
Oh no, it's fatal to stop cold turkey.
For some people.
It's hard, no.
Depends on how much you're taking.
Well, yeah, but you said a dependency. Anyone with a dependency, if you stop cold turkey, you're going to have a seizure. But naturally...
I just hit some of that kale from this smoothie.
Naturally, that kale. Naturally. So I needed 8 milligram... it's like 8 grams of fat per serving. And for every... milligram of Valium that I'm taking, I have to take 20 milliliters of milk and mix it in for an hour, and that equals 800, because I'm taking 40 milligrams. I was actually taking 60 at one point, and I cut it down to 20, so I'm doing good. And it's a big giant cup of Valium milk.
It's a mason jar filled with milk that has Valium in it.
Yep.
It just looks like
milk. It's not even Valium in it. It's like...
It's Valium milk.
It's Valium milk. That's why it has to be... Because it bonded... It's fat soluble, so it bonded to the fat.
Somewhere out there is a very sleepy cow.
Yep. Soon there's going to be a very sleepy fat man.
Milk already kind of has that effect.
Somebody was like, you shouldn't... Somebody, I was telling, you know, because I go to this... I talk to the support groups and shit. I was like, yeah, I'm trying to fucking kick this stuff. And somebody's like, and you're using milk? you can't drink that much milk before you go to sleep. I was like, what? Milk helps you sleep. I was like, it's not caffeinated. Yeah. It doesn't have the
That's
coffee.
That's why people give warm milk to babies.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
It's comforting.
But,
sucking on a titty.
It tastes okay. Doesn't, you don't really taste the Valium unless you drink it really fast, and I'm not doing that. But, it's working so far.
That's good. We're both on the right track.
Yeah, Renee's drinking a mix of a bunch of delicious fruits and
a ridiculous
collie.
Fruit and vegetable kale.
Collie. I'm going to keep calling it
kale. Carrots, apples, strawberries, pears, grapes.
Ice.
Lemon.
Sorrow.
Tons of sorrow.
Age.
Because the doctor said that I'm going to die if I live. So... He's right.
And apparently there's this leafy vegetable called kale that's essentially green dirt. And
it tastes pretty fucking
horrible. I tasted
horrible.
Some of it, right?
Yeah, you tasted. Yeah.
You can't taste any of this, though.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I have to have exactly. I had to buy a whole bunch of little fucking things to measure it. And
I did the math on this, right? Like how much stuff I put in there and looked it up on like what you're. Supposed to
like vitamin
take
C,
in.
All your vitamins.
This basically
and minerals.
Is like each cup of this.
It's like a three
like,
months worth of fucking nutrition.
It's like 2 or 3 days of your recommended vegetable and fruit intake in one cup.
There's a lot of potassium.
And I've had
in
two
there?
Cups of this, so I think I'm good for
There's
the
no bananas
week.
In there, right?
I'm gonna be shitting my brains out. Is basically what's gonna happen. No bananas. I stayed away from bananas. Bananas. Basically, it was anything that you can eat the skin of.
Yeah, you said that you can't. No
so the
bananas,
only
no
thing that
oranges,
the
no.
only thing that goes against that is the lemon juice. But the lemon that I squeezed, that's
the lemon juice.
The lemon is literally in there, so that way it can sit in the fridge and be okay for a couple of days. Because I made a lot in one shot. Like you always need some sort of acidic thing to help
it's
it from.
Just like vinegar and hot sauce.
It basically acts as the what do you call it? Preservative.
Preservative. Like yep. I said, vinegar and hot sauce. That holds all the ingredients. Anyway.
And the plus of vinegar and hot sauce is that it had some flavor. Anyhow, let's move on to shit that's not about our future bowel movements.
Oh, God. As soon as you said that.
Because you having that much milk and me having this much fruit, it's a good thing we have toilet paper in the house.
Jesus Christ. That's true. Because
it's about to get shitty real fast.
I'll be all right.
So... There's a lot of, like, debate shit going on the past couple of days with things that I've read and whatnot that people have to assert their weird little things into.
Dumb motherfuckers. Insecurities.
No, it's funny because I mentioned, like, the fact that I was able to get all these fruits and vegetables for cheap, right? And we're in New Jersey, we're called the Garden State, and I got a bunch of shit that's considered to be from
you
local
didn't get
farms.
Any tomatoes, though, right?
No tomatoes. So no Jersey up. Tomatoes. But the first thing someone, you know, responds with is like, better check that list for GMO products. And this person obviously doesn't even know what they use those on, let alone the effects of what they are to
a
human being.
Sucker.
Because it's like, I bought fruits and vegetables. I didn't buy soy. I didn't buy corn. I didn't buy sugar beets. I don't even know what the fuck that is necessarily. Nor will I eat anything that's a beet. I fucking before. Hate beets and radishes and stuff. They're disgusting to me. So I'm just like, really, do you even know what the fuck you're talking about? And everyone has like this opinion on shit that's controversial without having an educated opinion. It's like they're, you know, oh, GMOs do this, GMOs do that. I was like, honestly, there isn't that much scientific study on a lot of this stuff. And also, good luck on finding Monsanto products on apples and a few other things. They're not on their list of stuff. They have a very narrow scope of what they use these, you know, genetically modified seeds.
I mean,
seeds.
It's a lot. What they do use it on is important in a lot of stuff, but it's not that wide. It's not like the first grape you pick up, hey, there's a Monsanto something in there, some type of, what is it? It's a, I thought Monsanto was like a grain of corn.
No, Monsanto is the
it's
actual
the company.
Company.
It's the company that does
right.
it, right?
They produce GMOs for the past, like, 20 years. Genetically modified organisms. Yeah. So what that means is they'll take DNA strands or genetically manipulate the DNA of a fruit or vegetable that when they plant these seeds, they germinate a specific way and have a specific result. So you could have corn grow in colder climates. You can have, you know, cotton grow specifically for the cotton oils or whatever, I guess, you know, in places where there's less water and this and that, whatever. That's how, that's what they're for. But people freak out because they call them Frankenfoods or whatever. They're like, oh my God, how dare you take this DNA from an animal and put it in a vegetable? That's a monster food thing. So it's going to kill us.
And the
us.
Next Resident Evil game, it's not going to be Umbrella or Tricell. It's going to be Monsanto.
Yeah, Monsanto.
Bioterrorists.
They're listed as the number one evil corporation because they've... The biggest
corn
thing with them
with fucking...
is that they have proprietary patents and copyrights on their...
I've heard that those. I think it was Food Inc. They were trying to get a bunch of farmers because they were using Monsanto corn seeds or whatever.
So they're going after the little guys, which is always bad, for their copyrights and shit. But it's like, this happens with everything. If you think that when you buy this or that from, you know, Microsoft or Sony or fucking whatever bullshit company out there that you buy your stuff from, they've all gone after the little guy to go, you know, secure their patents and their copyrights. It always happens.
One day, the fact
that it has to do with food and then it's genetically modified food is what people are like, oh.
One day we're all going to be able to, like, militaries are literally, like, just like Resident Evil, because a lot of people don't realize what that game is. They think it's just people experimenting on, like, things and then it goes bad. They're making bioorganic weapons to sell to militaries. That's what the game's about.
Right.
And people don't realize that. So when you see the hunters or the tyrants with the big claws, those
that
are weapons.
Purpose.
Yeah. Those are the weapons that they're trying to sell to, like, terrorists to use against people, to, like, attack towns and shit. So one day when those are legal, you know, in the free states, like where guns are, you could buy yourself a tyrant. People are going to be like, well, that's fucking Monsanto tyrants. And there's going to be copyrights on those. Some of them are going to have bigger claws than others, or green claws.
You can get a Monsanto corn stalk that literally stalks people and kills them.
That's it. And then somebody's going to try to get a knockoff version and they're
going
to get
sued.
And they're going to call Monsanto evil because they fucking...
I mean, they've done a lot of shitty things and I don't necessarily
sound so
think,
ignorant right now. It's funny.
No,
well,
the thing is, like,
I think I do, but it's just a troll.
It's funny. It's just we're making light of a ridiculous subject matter. But it's ridiculous unto itself because it's like, yeah, you shouldn't be eating corn or soy that's genetically modified because you shouldn't be eating
corn
or soy, period.
They're not foods.
They're not things that you should be putting into your system. They don't break down. When you see entire whole corn kernels in your shit, it's obvious that your body doesn't fucking want it. You can't even digest a regular kernel of corn. You could chew the fuck out of a plate full of, like, whole corn kernels.
We all know.
And somehow, even if you chewed it for like 5 minutes straight, when you shit it out, it reconstitutes itself as a whole kernel again. That's how fucking bad it is. This shit should not be in you. So, yeah, fucking avoid GMO by not eating things you shouldn't eat, period. Don't eat cotton.
And then I like to tell people, like, when I read that, I'm like, don't eat. I'm like, if they stopped, right, I would love to see the people who rely on this shit and don't realize that they do.
Right.
On how much corn and
all
the
stuff that
and
can't
GMO,
get to other places.
Yeah,
that
how much GMO
food.
Corn is in their diet and
right.
in their living and in their life. And they're like, we don't want it anymore, and somehow someday, which it never will be, is banned. They're like, damn, what happened to this food? Why is this food expensive now? Why? Because they're paying for more expensive corn.
Yeah,
you're paying for real corn
like how it used to be.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're just like, why is popcorn fucking $30 a fucking bucket now at the movie theater? This shit used to be $15 back in
the
day.
The best thing about corn too to me is that, like, corn had to be cultivated to be eaten. Corn in nature is not suitable for food.
No way.
It's not. We had to cultivate the fuck out of it.
It's very rough.
So we genetically modified food.
I went on a field trip and I bit a corn stalk. I got in trouble. That was in college.
Corn stalk.
That was in college too.
Should
so.
Eat corn silk and see what.
You ever been in a cornfield and try to bang someone or eat a corn stalk? Just right up, I'm hungry.
No,
doesn't work either way.
No,
only one of those things is true.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Somebody listening is like, I've done both.
I fucked corn.
I fucked corn. You sounded like jerkbeast. I fucked corn.
Cornholing. What do you think it means?
Get the fuck off my station, you stupid bitch.
If only anyone listening to this actually had ever seen or heard jerkbeast before.
Burning,
except for Rob. Rob generally actually listens to us, and he's enjoyed jerkbeast with me. Awesome. It's fucking one of the best.
Born in a
ever.
Bowl of brownie mix. I don't believe it. We love you guys. Shut the fuck up. That's the worst thing ever. We actually like listening to you guys and watching you guys every Friday. Shut the fuck up. if anybody were true, if that's how I know somebody truly hates the world. If they're complimented, like, genuinely.
Well,
it's
also the character. It's fantastic, though. I love that shit.
No, they all did it. It wasn't just jerk.
It was great. Well, they were all characters, though.
Yeah.
They definitely were all characters. Yeah.
Wearing that fucking hat with the damn light on
the lights on it. Fucking light.
The shit went on the whole episode.
Love that shit. The fucking Afro Nauts shit with fucking...
All the archive footage they had playing in the background with the breakdancers.
Like, was it Tom Selleck?
Yeah, that was just it being in the background.
In the background.
Yeah, and all the archive footage of the graffiti and kids dancing from the 80s that they just had in the studio.
That shit was awesome.
They would never try to balance anything either. They would just try to, like...
Those are guys who need to have a podcast more than we do.
They probably
like,
do.
It'd be so great. Oh man,
they're funny fucking dudes.
So I got,
I don't know how they got away with, I know it was public access, but they really got away with that shit.
They got away with a lot of shit. Yeah, all that cursing,
because the FCC doesn't monitor public access television, if I'm not mistaken,
if it's over the air, I guess.
Yeah,
because I know, like, with public access on cable over here, yeah, with Comcast, you can't curse.
No, you can't, because I've watched it before. There's this weird, all right, hopefully somebody listening, maybe even the guy who did it, because I don't, might have mentioned this before on here. I sincerely doubt it. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it to you. There was this guy, and if this is the second time I'm mentioning this, please, this is a call for help. Somebody's got to tell me who the fuck this dude is. I would turn on public access, and there was this guy just like sitting in front of a candle, staring into the fucking camera with this weird, like, new age music, like, easy listening shit playing. And he was just saying shit that sounded like he took a bunch of LSD and was just saying the first thing, whatever was coming into his mind, it was just a result of his emotions. He was like sitting in like a little apartment in downtown Jersey City, and it was on at like 6 p.m. on weeknights. And I would come home from school and I would go try to scroll down to get to like the channel 3 to play video games, right? And this dude would just fucking pop up and be like, and the stars will align and cause you and your family to do wondrous things, but you have to understand the meaning of what family is. And I would just stare at this guy like half creeped out and half like, what the fuck is it? What are you, how'd you get on here? Never found out what
I need to see what the fuck this is.
I have to find it. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything's all about, fuck it. Is there even public access anymore? Like, do we even still have that shit?
It definitely exists on cable. I don't know if it exists on
our public access station was in Snyder High School, right? Or is? Because I remember.
Oh, the old, that was before Comcast.
Yeah.
Before Comcast, it was in mm-hmm. high schools. Yes, it was. Because mm-hmm. they had the technology program. Mm-hmm. And part of the technology program was TV studio stuff. Yes. So, yes, it was either Snyder or Lincoln. I can't remember which.
Because I remember Snyder and passing by.
It would make even more sense if it was Snyder, because they were closer to NJCU and they had Comcast, that relationship right with the media. Too. Comcast wound up, when Comcast took over the cable of the area,
yeah.
Then it became,
well, that's
totally
as far
controlled
back as
by them.
Remember,
I actually had forms because way back when Joe and I were going to do Cousin TV, we were actually going to do a public broadcast TV show. But the problem is him and I are so fucking,
well, just profanity
disgusting
in general, yeah,
that we didn't know how to do it clean.
Well, there is no doing it clean.
There's just no way. But we had the forms and everything to do it. And basically you fill out the form, you deliver them the tape, and they just put it on. And that was it.
Oh,
but you get full use of their studio if you want to. So we could go there and film an hour's worth of shit. I mean, we could do this if we wanted to, actually. Yeah. Which would be hysterical. But also, you know, we'd have to censor ourselves. Or at least if we cursed on,
you know,
on everything.
It's funny. Today I was like, I wonder if I could go a whole podcast without cursing, and I could start now and see if I could. I was just curious about it because, like, you don't need
the thing for me is like, I'd have to be conscious of every single word that comes out of my mouth,
and I'm never,
and I'm never am. About every word that comes. The out thing my that mouth. About me,
you literally will have to think before you speak, as your teachers and parents.
It depends on what it is. Like if I'm at work, oh shit,
you're about to sneeze, bro, right in my mouth, dude. I saw sneezing. That was spray. Like yeah. if that it had some color to it, it would have been. That shit would have been everywhere right now.
It was all the fruit that I just ate. Just ugh. Came out of my mouth.
Oh, I saw some skin.
Sneezy.
It's all a little bit of health.
Yeah, like at work, I can't really curse. So I...
Yeah, because...
I'm at work. I'm surrounded by comic books, which means that there might be a child in the store at any given time. So I get away with saying a lot of fucked up shit, but I have to be extremely selective of my word usage. And that's tough. I've slipped up 1,000 times. You know what I mean? No. Really hard to go without fucking cursing when you're...
You just did it right
now. Yeah. Well, you were, I'm not you thinking trying, about it. Yeah. I just talk like the way I talk, and that's it.
Talk like an Egyptian.
I speak as the ways I be speaking, yo.
Yeah, but public access. That dude's so... I'm not saying it was... I mean, it's like I said, somebody must have been watching it without problems if... I mean, he wasn't saying anything like sexual or creepy, or maybe he was, and I just, it was going over,
cube is over
my head. His cosmic candle, cube was not aligned.
I will make this candle disappear by
I'm almost
100%
sure he was doing some sort of drugs right before he taped that. Because he, dude, I sat there, I remember coming back to the channel, right? Because I would pass like channel 3 by mistake, and that's how I got to channel 1, public access, because that's when I was using that channel to play PlayStation and shit. And he would be there, and then when I was done playing after like 4 hours, I would turn it back on, and he'd still be there, talking to the camera. I'm like, dude, have you not stopped for 4 hours?
Yeah, I couldn't even do this by myself for fucking 15 minutes, let alone...
That's what I'm saying. I seriously think he was like at least smoking pot or something to just sit there for that long. There was incense and shit.
It's very insensitive.
It was creepy. It looked like if you had taken the camera and just turned it like... the way he was facing, where the camera was, there would have been just like a wall of satanic, like cult like shit. That's how creepy the room
was. He probably
looked.
Did it from a botanica somewhere.
I said it looked like an apartment, but who knows? It could have been the botanica downtown.
If you had any of those, that white chalk cool. shit that they dissolved that looked like Alka-Seltzer.
That's just, ooh, it's weird.
Kaka.
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 Mohong.
It's kaka stuff, no toka.
Mohong Avenue.
Mohong Boulevard.
Boulevard. Mohong. Well, he changed it up at as well.
I'm sure he would. That was the one I remember, Mohong Boulevard.
Yeah, our
uncle, well, your grandfather, my uncle.
Yep. Mohong Boulevard.
Dio Jesse, as he's known in my family for most people. he and his brother... I don't know if it was Raul or Raymond.
Well, he well,
when they were young.
When he was
it started
with us,
when they were young.
He did it alone. When he was
yeah. Well, that's. I mean, but they used to do as brothers. They used to do this. Yeah, I don't know who started this shit, but basically the prank is you go around in a car and you stop anyone you see on the street and you ask them for a place, and they would change the name of the place. And it would always be like some curse in Spanish.
Something really funny and
something
gross
stupid.
That everyone else in the car. It was very fucking just like adolescent. Yeah. Like,
and the thing is, he's like, not going to tell you while he's driving that he's about to do this. It would just be randomly roll down the window. Hey, excuse me, could you come over here for a second? Yes,
and
yes,
he
yes.
never sounded mean about it.
No.
And he always kept us. He was like, do you know where like Kaki Boulevard is?
Yeah.
Mohong was the most famous
Mohong
one,
is the best one. Because most people who don't know Spanish...
Even people
don't know
who
what a Mohong
do know
is.
Spanish, like who were formally taught it at school, don't know that Mohong is slang for... piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a turd. A Mohong is a turd.
So, yeah. So,
he would ask us, excuse me, sir, do you know where Mohong Boulevard is? And that would always
I gotta admit, no one
work.
Ever was like, I think I've heard of it. Like, that never happened. There was always like, I don't know
where
that word
is.
Sounds familiar.
I don't know.
They would never say the street sounds familiar. They would always say,
I always love to, like, the people responding who didn't know Spanish or didn't have a Spanish accent, like, butchering the word Mohong. Like, Mohong? Mohan?
It'd be funny if they went home to like their Hispanic boyfriend or girlfriend and was like, do you know where Mohan Boulevard? And they're like, where Shit Boulevard is?
I remember, why do you want to go there? I actually had the word Mohan written out on my notebook once.
Why?
Because I just wrote stupid shit in my notebooks. I would make fake band names.
Mohan. If I was your teacher, I would have been like, I had
puppy sperm. Puppy sperm was written on the inside of my. I would just come up with like stupid names. I was like, these are my band names. So it was like Secret Cervix, Puppy Sperm. And then it was like Major Mahone or whatever. I forgot what the hell it was. And one of my friends looks at it and goes, what's a Mojon? A Mojon. I was like,
it's a game.
It's Mahjong. It's not. It's just another name. Major Mojon. Yes, that's what it is. Mojon. Mahon. Somehow we're talking about shit again. Always talking shit.
Oh, man. Mojongs. That's it. I remember the one incident where he asked this lady with her daughter, do you know where Mahjong Street is? It was me, Sully, and Jocelyn, and we just could not stop laughing. We were just like, and I had to turn away to not ruin the joke. And she, and the lady thought we were just kids being kids, like laughing at like whatever. And he just had this deadpan look on, was like, yeah, we've been looking for it everywhere. Apparently you're supposed to tell when you get there that it's Mahjong Street. I don't think he ever said that, but yeah, but nope, we never found Mahjong Street.
Nope.
Cause
I would love to someday like be powerful and prominent enough to actually rename a street, Mohan Street, someday.
One day you're going to fucking go to a town somewhere and ask for it. And somebody's like, oh, yeah, it's two blocks down to the right. You'll be on Mohan.
I wonder if I type in Google. If I type Mohan Boulevard in Google, if anything pops up.
You know what? I think other families of other ethnicities who speak other languages do the same thing. They definitely do the same fucking joke. Stop fucking with each other. Look, they're seriously fucking with each other. Yeah. They're not even trying to hide
Cats are fighting.
Our third, of course, host, Evelyn, as always. But it sounds she drank a little too much. She's fucking beating up on her brother. Look, he didn't even move. Defend yourself. Did you find Mahjong Boulevard?
There's a Mahjong Beach surf report. Mahjong Beach.
Shit Beach.
Is a fucking place named Mahjong Beach. No fucking way. This is in Panama. There's a Mahjong Beach in Panama. Well, it's Panama. Sense. They speak Spanish. Do they not know what a Mahjong is?
They do. It's a giant.
What the cocky. Fuck? There's a shit that's beach.
Shit Beach, USA.
Oh my God. That's the funniest thing. I'm so glad I looked that up. Holy shit. Mahjong Beach? Oh,
Mahjong Beach.
Mahjong. Is there another word?
Can we stop? No one cares about the Mahjongs anymore. We've been talking.
I do. I don't care. I do this for me.
I do this for me too, but I don't care. So, please.
Holy enough Mahjongs. Shit.
Whatever you drink is going to give you some. Nah, there's going to be no Mahjongs there. No Mahjongs. I'm about to go obey my thirst, get some Sprite.
I don't know.
As Mike Epps would say.
I don't think there's any other. Because you know how sometimes there's another meaning. Like bicho in some Spanish.
Penis.
Yeah, well, some places in Central America, it means an insect. And then other places specifically, it's a bee.
Which and is really, other places, it's specifically a penis.
It's totally a penis. Yeah. Bicho for Filipinos is a type of sweetbread. Like it's like a
pea, sugary. That's what a pea, yeah. That they sell it on by Dickinson, the sweetbread house.
Bicho.
I love that shit. Did you eat like fucking 18 rolls of that and just be fat?
So good.
It's so good in my mouth. There's like wise potato chips everywhere,
and it's called bicho bicho. Nope. Filipino bicho bicho. All
right,
that's dick dick.
Yes, because that's so interesting.
It is.
Dicks and shit for the last 20 minutes.
At least it's not shit-covered dicks.
All right. So, kind of closer to the mic here.
Oh, speaking of things that are shitty.
What's up?
You wanted to talk about blind faith.
No, yeah. When people just people have a tendency to do anything for pussy, and I've encountered it since like over my life. Like, it's one thing to start when you're like in what is it? I guess grade school. When you're like, oh, you know, there's a girl that likes me. I don't care about my friends right now. I don't want to hang around them. Whatever. But when that shit carries on into your fucking grad school and, you're in your 30s or 40s, 20s, it's time to learn your fucking way. You know what I mean? Like, all right, great. You've never been laid before. But, like, when people just give up everything and drop their whole thing, take up a new faith, fucking, what else? Get a new job, move to a new location just because one girl let them fuck them more than once. It's like ridiculous. Or not even that.
Never gonna fuck them. Maybe. Unless they get married.
Well, I'm not talking about one person in particular.
No, but I'm just saying if they're faithful, generally that's usually what's gonna happen. If they're religious in general, more times than not, if they're that deep into their religion, they're probably once? Not. Huh?
They only have sex once?
No, they're never gonna have sex unless he gets married. A lot of times.
Who's he?
Whoever fucking drops someone for their life for fucking some girl. Yeah,
because I've seen it in high school. Like, dudes, like, drop out of football, drop out of fucking... I'm like, first of all, that's what got you, first of all. So don't do that. Secondly, I've seen people drop everything they care about. And as soon as that shit comes back, that's it.
It goes bye-bye. And then before you know it, everyone that you
shit, I was guilty of myself when I started dating about. They're not one of my girlfriends when I was, you know, in my late teens. I forgot everything else there was. That's it. Then they're gone. Every recreational activity I did, I just forgot about it. All it was me and my girlfriend. And the only reason it mattered was because she was letting me have sex with her. Some people learn that. Why are you smiling? I can't tell.
Because you said letting me have sex with her.
Oh wait, as opposed to people before that, like I was like,
you're doing it against their will. Yeah,
no, that's not.
I know we're in a relationship, but you don't really have a choice in the matter right now.
Right now, you just.
I'm just gonna fuck you.
No, she wanted to have sex, so that's what I'm saying. The other people said no, and I said okay, and you just cried.
Use your tears.
Why do you always try to imply that I'm a rapist? This is four. I'm not implying anything. You're like, you're a rapist. Who you like, little boys?
I just go by what you just said.
No, stop it. I know you. Every day you planning.
I'm planning you raping someone.
Taking a shit with your little notepad, writing down. How am I gonna set them up to sound like a fucking some type of sexual offender?
There's two things funny about me taking a shit with a notepad.
Ever. That's one thing that I've always said. I've always warned my friends. I warned my little brother. I was like, when a girl, a woman, a lady, anyone for that matter, says no, when it comes to sex especially, it means no. Don't fuck around. I know dudes that pop up as blips now in those fucking family watchdog sites because they went a little too far when a girl said no. No.
A little too far?
A little too, there's, you know, the tip.
About any that's further is
I'm sorry,
far.
But I have to agree. If she says no, do a backflip and put your hands on the wall.
Yeah,
fuck I that. Even, I mean, hell no, I don't play that game. If a girl's like,
I don't know if I told, we've told many different stories. I can't even.
And by the way, that usually works in your favor, as far as I've known. Because when they're like no, and I'm like okay, and I let go of them, they're like, well, I didn't really mean no. I was like, what the
sometimes.
Fuck?
Sometimes. Well, here's the thing. there's that psychological game at play where it's like once you stop going after them, sometimes. Then all of a sudden the attention.
Well, that's not sometimes. Go that's bye-bye. 85% of the time.
And so, no, I mean sometimes sexually too. Like if it like things are going in a direction and she's like, I don't really feel like right now. I'm like, okay, and you back off. Sometimes that same day, the shit flips right over because all of a sudden it's like, wait a second, what did I just do? Playing coy. It happens.
Playing coy. It's a great game.
But yes, it's always better to fucking actually obey when it comes to that shit because, you know, then you don't go to jail. And you don't do shitty things.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, if somebody says no, that means no. That's it.
Hell, no. If they say yes and they're drunk, you also don't
so,
do it.
So, yeah, if they're like, yes, please, right here on top of this.
No, I've had that. Altar. I've had that multiple times. Nope. No. And some of them are girls that, my God, all the self-control in the world. I don't know how I had it. Don't know how I had one girl.
You had it because you didn't want to go to fucking jail or have her the next day tell everybody that you raped her.
Yeah, I mean...
Listen, rape happens and it's fucked up. There's so many definitions and it's all fucked up. But when a girl's drunk and lets you have sex with her, I still feel like
if you're both drunk, and that's the way shit just went by the end of the night, like it just naturally progressed to that point. That's a different story because you're both lacking in judgment and self-control.
I heard that so much throughout high schools, like. As long as you're drunk too, dude, it's fine. Yeah. Like, no, because now you know you're getting drunk just so you can take advantage of a drunk.
Well, no, that's different. If you're planning that, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. If you guys are out and doing your thing as adults, whatever, if both of you wake up and fucking regret it, it's both of you regretting it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's consensual.
Like,
but if somebody's passed out because they had way too much to drink, guy or girl, and you... are filleting them or, you know, taking their genitals and putting it somewhere it shouldn't be, or your genitals.
On a different person,
on
maybe?
A different, yeah.
That would be where it doesn't belong.
Or in a different person.
Treat them
that,
like
that's
a fucking...
rape.
Yeah.
That's one thing, yeah. It's because
been
because
there, done
that.
That
whole, that's my
not that I've raped
rule.
Someone, the other
I
side.
I warn all the younger dudes in my family, my friends, I'm like, bro. Because they're all like, yeah, I got this bitch drunk at this party, laid her down. I'm like,
that really
is...
say that?
Huh?
They really say that?
Yeah.
That they got this
Well, this
bitch
was
drunk.
When I was hanging out with those people. I now, like I told everyone else, I don't do anything but write music and do this podcast.
Let's say, that's a pretty garbage human being.
No, they would be like, yeah, I got this bitch drunk. Or this bitch was high on Molly or whatever. And I'm like, no, dude, that's that's rape, bro. That is rape.
That's statutory number one.
That is. The same thing with ball jokes. Like when people put their balls in someone's mouth while they're sleeping.
Or besides being hilarious, it's wrong.
It's rape. That's rape. That's
sexual
assault. It's not rape because you didn't penetrate them.
Right? Unless you penetrated them with your balls. there's some physical shit wrong with either of you.
You're taking a big risk. that's teeth that are wide open that you're risking.
Or, I mean, if you could fit your balls without your dick into a girl's vagina against her will.
I was talking about dude on dude. I wasn't talking about a chick with a...
I'm just saying.
That's not a prank putting your... That is sexual assault.
That is totally rape.
Do not
but it's
take
weird.
Don't take
weird.
Your genitals. Your
How could you...
Put just your...
That's a lot of effort.
I'll be honest. Years ago, I thought, has anybody ever put their scrotum inside of a woman? Just their scrotum.
I'm sure
like
out there there's women.
Like where
I'm
they
probably
could,
sure
where they
I've
could
been
let...
with women that I could probably fit most of me inside of.
Oh, jeez.
But.
I actually try to take a dive with this fucking conversation you want to talk about.
But if women. You can control, if you can just get your balls in someone. That sounds like it takes
water.
Effort. A lot of effort. Do you have to wash that down with
water? Yeah, I do. I
water
do have to
and
wash
get the rest
it down
of
water.
It.
So I'm trying to keep it active so it doesn't
dry out.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It kicked in.
Sounds like we're talking about your vagina as opposed to a thing of.
Yes, the
fucking...
one I don't own. Thank you.
No one really owns a vagina, they just borrow them. Even a woman's vagina is not her
Renee
own.
Renee steals them. Gets
it's on loan. It's on loan.
But, it's on loan. Can I borrow this to ejaculate for a little while?
Excuse me, I see you've got an unused vagina near you, or at least you're not using it at the moment.
Yeah, sure.
Can I borrow that, please?
I'm off of work at 5. You come over and borrow it. Thank you. I'm done.
Welcome to the Pussy Playhouse. Which is like... What was that? Dung, dung, dung. Sounds like a
fucking
Mason cowbell.
Jar. Looks like somebody shot their wad in there.
Yep, that is totally looks like a little bit
now
of
I'm gonna
streak
be creepy
of jizz.
And
drink
just
it and lap it all up.
Oh, come
lap
on.
Up all that jism.
Lop it all up. Dude, you watch too much fucking porn.
I don't watch any porn.
Lop it up?
I don't watch porn. I use porn. There's a difference. Who watches porn? Those are people I feel for.
You feel around when your eyes are closed, you feel around for them?
No, feel for.
You sexy
empathy.
Man.
I have empathy for those who actually sit and actively watch an entire porn. There's something sad. There's something very sad about that. I'm going to spend 2 hours watching people fuck that aren't me. Yeah. Wow, it sounded like a submarine just...
Like, just bling.
Bling.
Two assholes. Don't. Don't you dare. Who's about to blow that fucking... All right, like, wow, Scoobs, we need one for this week.
No.
Come on, we could do it. Give us a... Give us one because
no,
give me one. Nobody else cares.
My throat's kind of messed up.
Who cares? No one cares about your health. Please, no, I'm just kidding. That's terrible.
Like wow, Scoob, bros prefer hoes.
Oh, thank you. That shit's funny. You need to start making jokes. You know what? I got money coming in, and I'm gonna start giving you money. Start dropping jokes on people.
Dropping jokes?
Dropping effect. Like, because I can't do it because I just don't want... I want to, like, nurture certain relationships. I want you to just wreck some people. So I'll give you, like, $10 to
just
comment.
Just record it and then send it to them?
Or comment publicly so, like, their family could see it.
Oh,
like, you
man.
You are a fucking wastoid, fucking lying piece
of shit. I have to fucking... I really...
And I'm not saying because I'm a pussy because I'll do it if I have to. If somebody calls me out, but it's a lot more fun to pay someone to do it. Because I'll gladly do it.
That's because there's so many times I want to post something and I'm
yeah,
just like, I can't
you,
do
see,
it.
See, this is what you need to do. Text me if you're at work or just come over to my room and go, should I or should I not? If I have the money.
You're paying me to fucking.
I'll go do that.
And that'd be interesting.
Or I'll just.
I just started a service. I was like, I will tear someone a new asshole for you for $5.
Not even tear them. Just something that's like calling them out. Because even if it doesn't hurt their feelings, at least
it's
like
the truth.
Bullshit.
The truth
that's
hurts.
The truth. Not trying to hurt people's feelings. Trying to make them realize that. You're fucking up. You're fucking up big time.
You suck big time.
So, that's the way she blows. Oh my god, with that fucking thing. You better hide that when you leave, because I'm going to fucking snap it in half.
What you talking about?
And
Willis?
The kazoo, too. Where is it? How much time we got on this bitch?
We're
sit over there, so.
We're 37 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah. What, you thought it was shorter or longer?
Longer.
You thought it was longer? That's usually what
it
I get.
It felt longer.
That's what I get all the time. I always hear that.
Can I? Just one
not
little.
Really.
That's all I'm going to play for you.
We're going to do an impromptu song? We should totally do that.
Yep. I'm going to play the guitar for you here.
With some consistency, please.
There, you can take that. I'll sing.
Oh my god!
He said, "With some consistency, please." You went for you very kindly. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was very kind of you. Ooh, that. Thank God for those steel toes, right?
It's funny because
why am I?
You're
I didn't
wearing
realize
boots
what
with,
I'm wearing.
With shorts.
I'm wearing basket the shortest like the 70s basketball shorts.
I can see your
with,
dick.
No, you can't. See my dick. I'm wearing fucking 70s basketball shorts with fucking with fucking steel toe leather work boots. What's the song called? Oh, we have Handcuffed by a Ghost. If anybody listening to this hasn't heard that yet, then you're just a loser. That's not true. You're not a loser.
It's like insult everyone. If you haven't heard things that you probably would have
sound
no
like
access Torque. To easily.
You don't use my guns. You're a fucking bitch.
What fucking Torque.
Torque. It's not Torque. It's Torg. All right. When it's not you showing off your guitar skills. It's us doing a dumb diddly here.
What the fuck is wrong? No, I'm not going to do anything.
Fine. Then let's talk about the Hulk and how he sucks.
We can't talk about that because it doesn't happen.
He never.
Hulk's never sucked a dick. That's the next song.
I'm not. No. It could be called that, but it's not going to be about that.
It'd be great.
Heard these games suck. The Ark the Lad collection.
Those are great games.
Four
Japanese
amazing
RPGs, man. They just don't make them like they used to. And that's totally
kind of don't make them anymore. They make three.
Because really. You know what it was? I swear to you, I feel like the game Blue Dragon fucked it up for everyone.
Fucking Dragon's Quest over here, right? That's what it was called.
No, Blue Dragon. The one that was on the Xbox 360?
Yeah, Blue Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah. That game came up with such huge, like,
hype.
And it was some of the people that made Chrono Trigger, at least the art direction, the guy who does Dragon Ball.
I remember Blue
and
Dragon.
All that shit. And, like, if I remember correctly, it was span, I don't know how many fucking discs, and had ridiculous amount of cutscenes, and people just got bored.
It was bad, yeah.
People got bored playing it, and they...
That was, speaking of JRPGs, and you were like, there was one that I wanted so badly, and I actually got it, and I only wanted it because of the small premise behind it, and the music on the Flash website for it. This is when the PS2 had just come out, and I can't believe they found and got me a game. If I could find it again today, I'd definitely pick it up, but it was definitely not what I expected from it at all. Like, I expected it to be a lot more action-based, because it was called Okage Shadow King.
Mm-hmm.
Not Okami, Okage Shadow King.
Okay.
And Okami was like 2005, so that was later in... Or no, 2006, 2007. Okage Shadow King. It was about this kid who just had, like, this Shadow King, whatever, like, possess him. And he had to go on some quest to, like, save his little brother or some shit. And I wanted the game so bad. I don't remember why. I really don't, because I remember the music from, like, the website being cool and the art looking pretty awesome, and that's it. And thinking you would be able to use the Shadow King as, like, some, like, a Devil Trigger kind of equivalent to DMC. And I knew it was turn-based and it was a JRPG to the core, but... It was super campy and like...
Oh, like cheeseball?
Yeah, it was really cheesy. There was no like actual gnarly enemies and shit like that. And I was so happy. I'm still happy about getting the game to this game to this day, because my parents, they found that. And they also found me...
I just caught that.
They also found me... This was like first edition. And I ended up trading it in because I was so young and I didn't realize how much it was worth. And this was the year it came out. I got Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. I had that, the original, the red copy, and traded it in. They got it for me, and I was so stoked. I played it, and I loved it, but for some reason, I traded it in, and it's worth like $300. It's worth a lot of money now.
I still have my Suikoden 1 and 2 discs somewhere.
Yeah, but then again, I also have the original Final Fantasy VII, so.
That's not worth shit, unfortunately, because there were so many of them. That shit sold so much.
What are you talking about? I could check that shit right now. The original Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, on PlayStation? No.
Where's my phone? Where the fuck did my phone?
Dude, that was one of the top-selling games when it came out. It was so... It's the same thing with, like, comic books. Like, a huge comic book comes out that everyone owns. Everyone has it, so it's not worth anything.
See, eBay.
I remember I used to see that shit go for, like, $7.
Ooh, your guitar. Oh, shit.
Hell, kabong. We should see it for like $7, man.
$300.
No, it's not.
That's brand new sealed. Okay, now.
Which is stupid. Right,
now, Greatest Hits Edition, not new. Oh, that's brand new. The original, unopened. Wait, these are all brand new. What the fuck? I'm sorry. Why is it listing only brand news? $3,000, $2,000.
That's bullshit. Those are prices that people listed at that they hope someone will pay for it.
Yeah, looking at all these.
I'm going to go to completed.
Why is there a $7,000? There's one for $7,000 that's sealed.
Brand new. Here we go. Final Fantasy VII, $17.50.
Where's that at? Show me that.
Right here. The original. An original case.
I can't see anything. I see something that looks very European, but that's about it.
No, because it's a sold item. Where's the fucking, you can't get a blow up of the image.
I can't see anything at all because of the angle.
Oh, well, yeah. Final Fantasy VII for PlayStation 1 from 1997 in good condition, $17.50.
That's one listing.
That's a sold listing. That's what counts. It's one that actually sold. Another one, because it comes with the strategy guide and the Dirge of Cerberus for $40.
Damn. Damn.
Black Label complete, all three discs and everything else, $46. $25.
What about Sweet Kid in 1 and 2?
Now you're talking.
Yeah, I am talking. The exact one you have. Not new.
Not new. Sold listing. Just so we get into complete $162.94. What's that? $149, $162, $118, $144, $118, $149. These are open. Those are different. Huh?
These are open.
These are all open and used.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. So we get into was never reproduced.
Where's the Weekend in 2 right now?
It's somewhere in my boxes of old games. So we get into, that's, they never made a collector's, right? Edition. I mean, they never made like a bestseller's edition or something. It was greatest never hits. It's never been released, that's digitally. Right? It's never been released digitally. Like, you know how they have the PS1 titles that, yeah, you can get on,
like, Dino Crisis,
PlayStation Network? You can get Suikoden in 1 digitally. So Suikoden in 1 went down in price because you can buy the digital version. So regular Suikoden 1 goes for $30, which is still not bad for, you know.
That shit dropped in price, too. You know why? Because when, it was before the PlayStation Network that I had it, and before all these digital releases that,
yeah,
it was,
they,
up there,
they all, they all go down to nothing. But even then, like, I used to see it for $7 at, like, GameStop, nah, before there was digital. Because
that price I got from when I was in a shop and I told somebody I had it. It was like a private shop and they were like, you could get a lot of money for that. And this was before there was any digital releases. Xbox 360 had just came out.
It honestly wouldn't make sense to me because it's a game that everyone fucking had. Like Metal Gear Solid is another one of those. Everyone had it. Like those are games that just, like, there were so many copies of it. It's not rare.
I have that one.
When it's not rare, it's not worth as much. When it's vastly mass produced, it's never going to be worth as much. Anyhow, let's get back to something a little less.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit boring about what the fuck we're talking about. Yeah. Both of us. I didn't even give a shit about what I was talking about.
Case in point, if you want to invest in video games that are going to be worth something in the future, get something that not everyone is buying and is actually good. You know?
Like Payday.
Games that, you know, didn't sell like crazy but are critically acclaimed or considered classics, those kitty things fucking go up in price.
Oh, it's a kitty.
And sometimes you can eat because of that. It's good. It's mm-hmm. good. It's good.
Does he hear this?
Meow, meow.
This
little fucking Sam Hain over here is meowing.
Yes, he is. Oh, you don't understand. This cat never comes to
He's
play.
A coward before anything else.
We'll call him that.
He is. He's a skittish fucking scaredy cat. Yeah. Runs away if someone farts.
He wasn't even beaten or anything. As like,
not by me.
Come here.
He was a fucking...
Where are you going? Come here, kitty. Oh, you want attention.
So, the powers of positivity and prayer don't exist, just like the things you would pray to.
Just like, what do I pray to?
Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci, yes.
George Carlin, man. I've been thinking a lot about the lack of format that we have going on.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous because it puts us in weird places.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because we're on now. We might as well. We might, if we're going to talk about the podcast on the podcast, it's not a bad thing. Because I think people who are listening to us can have some input. No one's been having any input.
Nobody's been doing anything.
Yeah. We still get a decent amount of listeners. Get zero input from people. So I have no idea what's going
fine,
on.
Because either they're happy with it or they're just like, whatever.
But if they're happy with it, I would like to hear that they're happy with it too. So you've
asked,
made it this
I've
far.
I've asked that already and no one cares.
Well, those were posts on the Facebook
By the way,
page.
This is officially the last season. I'm declaring it. I am not doing another season. That's I'm declaring that now. You could go ahead and do it with somebody else, but this is no reason to keep. I'd rather be sleeping right now.
That's because you also just drank a fucking 800 milligrams of milk.
Milliliters,
whatever. And
40 milligrams.
800
still
thing,
a lot. Still 800, a lot.
800 metric units of of milk and
Emperor
Valium.
Emperor Valium, not Prince, but Emperor Valium.
Emperor. Okay. Prince Valium.
Emperor Valium.
Oh, jizzy. But the...
ew. What's that about jizz for?
Because when you drank it before, it was all sliding down. Yeah, that. Oh, God, it looks... Oh! It just...
That's
it
bad. Just, I gotta look that up. That says in the guide, I have to. Sorry.
Valium jizz just dribbled all over his face and chin. If this was a video podcast, it would be one of the most funny and disgusting things.
I would not be drinking this like that.
It's still all over your chin, dude. You seriously have like white milk jizz dripping from your chin.
You want me to. That's why.
These are things that I'd rather not see.
You're a homophobe, dude.
I'm not a homophobe.
White Valium jizz.
Valium jizz.
What the fuck is that?
That's what just rolled down your face.
I need water, dude. This shit is drying out.
Tugging a fucking mason jar. This is the sadness that we've become.
I don't care. Yeah, this is the last season. What episode is this? 5?
I think so.
All right, we're doing 12, we said, so we'll promise that. We'll troop that, but I'm done. I'm done with this shit. We have Handcuffed by a Ghost. I can at least collect my thoughts since I'm coming off the Valium and actually construct. I'm better at writing than I am at talking on the fly. This is getting boring. Nobody's listening.
People are listening.
No,
that's the,
I don't.
The,
but they should then let them listen to Handcuffed by a Ghost. And when we're missing,
they're not going to though.
All right, but and when we're missing, you could call us back. Because I really, it's boring as fuck. I only wanted to do this for a while. It's not boring because of you. I'd rather be playing Payday right now.
It's because you're a very passive person. And I mean passive as in not like peaceful. I mean passive as in you enjoy passive forms of entertainment more than anything else.
What do you mean?
You're not an active person. You're not very active. The most active you get is licking the mason jar right now. Acting like it's a giant asshole doing a rim job on a fucking mason jar of Valium
milk. Why do you have to be disgusting? I was literally going to go, yep, you're right about everything. Until you had to say, you're like a giant asshole. You sound like you have a trench coat on. You're going to show a little boy your little pee-pee.
Why would it be a little boy? And why would it be a little pee-pee?
You don't know anything about my pee-pee. I know some things about your pee-pee.
You know nothing about my pee-pee.
You can't stand anything about my pee-pee.
I hope as long as my pee-pee can stand, that's what counts.
For the next 5 episodes or whatever, I'm having fun with this motherfucker. For instance, Christians suck. Sorry.
And he means people named Christian, by the way. Yeah. Like Christian Slater.
So stupid. People are dumb. People are so dumb. Christian Slater's cool, though.
Christian Slater's cool? Yeah, like Alone in the Dark, the movie. How cool was that?
He was in that movie?
Yeah, that was a piece of shit. Him and Tara Reid.
Bad. Well, Tara Reid's just, ugh. I don't even find her attractive.
No.
Fuck. Nope.
Especially after her weird breast surgery. Remember that fucking mutant nipple that was hanging out when she had that fucking malfunction of
wardrobe?
Wardrobe. It was so terrible.
Plenty of water. Do you have... Is that drink like moist enough to pour in here?
No, it's chunky. There's actually nothing left except for chunks. Yeah. It's like fucking.
Let me try this guy.
No. The creature from the Black Lagoon. Can you please piss in my fucking jar?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, we need we don't need. We would like some input. Like
he would. I don't care anymore.
You do.
I don't. I love the people who live. Yeah, there you go.
You've given up.
It's because it's like, I'm so happy with other things. I'm basically doing what I accused others of doing with girls and relationships and girls with guys. Nothing else matters now. This doesn't matter to me. I'm making good music with you. Back in school.
We're not working. Making good music. We're just making music.
Good music as in I can hear it and go, all right.
We're making joke music right now, so. But
people are probably like, how arrogant did this motherfucker turn in this episode? Like,
who?
What the f- me.
Oh.
But I'm just saying is that I'm bored with it now because it's like, we don't have a format. like I thought for a while the format was gonna work, and if it's working for everybody else, let it. But we always said we were doing this shit for ourselves, and this shit is boring.
Yeah, lack of a format. The thing is, like, it was so more boring. It was more fun to me when we had input from people, like seeing what kind of weird shit they would ask. Yeah,
because then, like, one, you would. It was, there was different things coming from different people. You were learning more things about different people from different places. Those people asking us shit from everywhere. People I completely didn't know. So even if you knew them, it was even more fun for me because I didn't know them at all.
Right.
You know, and that was fun. And I thought the no question format was going to work. And hey, if it's working for whoever's listening, the 21 people who are listening, we've had more people at our fucking parties.
Here's the other tough thing that people don't understand. You and I live together. We talk.
Yeah.
All the fucking time.
Yeah.
To have us sit down
and talk even more
and talk for at least an hour to each other with no direction.
Like, does anybody notice that, like, when we were getting questions, this shit was like an hour and a half, 2 hours long. And now that we're not, it's like less than an hour on average.
Yeah. Like, sometimes it goes up to like an, well, last one was actually was pretty hour, long.
Yeah.
But I think because we had a,
we were being idiots and just,
yeah, we had a lot of shit to talk about and then a lot of joking around.
Like, we're almost done already, you know? And it's only because we don't, you know, we don't have any questions and shit. And we already, you know, we just can't. We just can't. You know, it's a little podcast. It's a little podcast that tried but couldn't. It did, but it stopped.
It still is, technically.
I'm doing it. Basically, what I'm saying is I'm happier with other things like music, not just you and me, but music with Vacation Gold, with the I'm happy with school and work and with the acting stuff. And I'm happy with all the other things that I'm doing, like extra. As hobbies or curricularly, I don't know what you would even call them when you're not in school. Are they extracurricular? Well, I am in school, so they're extracurricular. But that this is just getting to the point where I feel like it's more like I'm just sitting down and we're not talking about anything because we talk all week, like you said.
It's tough. And it's, we need a little bit more direction.
So when we had a bunch of questions, it was like it gave us stuff to talk about. Is that a cat I'm stepping on? Hold on.
No, that's a pillow. All
right. Because I keep hearing like a...
It's a cat pillow.
Because I don't want to step on a cat.
I don't want to step on a cat.
Because this is officially the last season. And then you guys will never get the episodes again if you don't download them. Because I'm canceling the fucking
They will.
Not trying to be mean. It's just it costs money. If I could keep them up there for like a dollar a month.
It'll probably be whatever the free thing is. Which means we'd have like maybe 5 episodes at the most up for posterity's sake. Did I say posterity? I don't even know what that means. To remain prostrate.
Pee-pee-hole.
But the if you guys want us to, you know, do things, tell us to do things.
Yeah, it's not kinda... with each. We could do them with each other. That is a cat. What is that? Seriously, I keep hearing something squeal or squeak. It's like
it might just be the heat or something.
Yeah.
Or don't forget, there's birds upstairs.
Fuck those birds.
But the,
that's creepy that it says my precious on the box.
Yeah, it's so only I saw you pick up the Gollum toy. That's the only thing that ever happens to me. I have to talk like Gollum. It's part of my thing, yo. And also, if we don't do this, it's going to make me sad because I'm definitely going to need something else to do. But I already do a lot.
Dude, so if maybe you like I would this, just have more. You could just pull me on and I'll keep doing it, but I can't pay anymore. I won't sit here in silence. It's just I'm not going to willingly do it past this past this season, because that's not fair.
Right.
If I'm going to do something, I'm not going to half-ass it. I'm going to do it. But I'm saying, like,
if you guys can find some fucking way, I almost said make it worth our while, which sounds weird because I don't mean it that way. I mean, like, we need some form of inspiration sometimes. Like, you can't, it's hard to do this week after week. Like, with Awesome Talk, one of the smart things they do is, since it's fucking really long, they do their video show once every 2 or 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I watched it. You kept telling me, and I finally watched it.
Yeah, so they do it smart because they have a bunch of people, and it lasts like 3 hours, which we're supposed to be on it eventually. We're looking at March of 11th, but I don't know if that's going to happen because we need a fucking way to get over to them. So Rick actually sent me a message the other day asking if we were still doing it.
This is a free plug for that show, by the way.
Awesome Talk. We'll post a link to them later on when we post this. so that you people know what we're talking about. But it's some friends of ours.
The fuck is that squeaking noise?
That do a video, I guess I would say video podcast of sorts, or video cast, V-cast, whatever you want to call it. And it's a long format show, but it's a lot of fun. They all basically gather around mics in the basement and
Mike's
have some
and John's
drinks.
And Rick's
and they have incredible but the thing about them is they have incredible like production sense to the point where they have topics on a list, like they have their shit prepared. We just fucking bullshit in front of my fucking messy ass computer on mics. And so I mean, part of it also has to do with the fact that I personally don't have a lot of time to devote towards, you know, putting shit together besides, hey, Chance, are you ready to record? Yeah, let's do this. You know, that's one of the reasons why we also ask for it. Because if we were to sit here and, like, make topics for ourselves throughout the week.
This is a mess.
It would be fucking, I don't know what would happen because we don't generally have that much time. And there's also the fact that him and I, you know, Chance and I don't like talking about things that either of us don't like talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just the way it is. If we talk about something that both of us neither have an interest in, the conversation goes nowhere fast.
Yeah.
Like this one.
I mean, no, it's not that I don't have an interest. It's that you're saying everything that I'm essentially would say. It's like,
right.
But then again, I don't care. Like I said, I give up at this point.
You care.
If this just died, and people had the podcast, it'd be like, fine, I don't...
Yeah, the thing is that we still see that people are listening and downloading at quite a large amount. It's just really hard to tell why.
There's no format to this, and there never will be. There never will be. Never will be. But if we have questions...
Some direction doesn't mean format.
Some direction doesn't mean format. I loved season one. Looking back on it, the atrocity that season two is... Compared to season one was awesome.
The thing is, we're getting more listens now than we were before. Yeah,
it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, if you look at the charts that we have, these newer
episodes,
and even
me saying all this shit is not making it worse. And I've been saying this for every episode, so I don't care. And I'm gonna keep doing it.
Maybe it's because I pay more attention to the stats than you do, but I just like to
I don't
see...
look at them at all. Like if I think an episode was specifically good, like I did it in season one. I looked at our stats. I used our tools on
some
site.
Of the episodes that you and I feel like were the most boring or worse are the ones that wind up having higher downloads. Yeah. But the thing is, no one knows the episode's good until they fucking listen to it.
Yeah, you gotta listen.
So
to
I don't
it.
Know how that affects things unless someone shares it. I don't know how it works out. All I know is this. We are not losing listeners or gaining listeners at a predictable level. We'll have 30 something listens in one day for one podcast. The next time we do it, we'll get 70 something listens that one time. Then the next time it'll be back down to 50. Then the next time it'll be 80. So it's not like there's a thing that I could say we're doing right or doing wrong as far as retaining listenership or new people. I have no fucking idea how it works. I have no idea what's going on. That's why, like, to me, it's like, you know, if you guys ever post comments on the Podomatic site or on Facebook, then at least we know, oh, so-and-so is listening.
No,
no one's ever left a Podomatic. I've gotten...
But I don't think a lot of people do on those podcasts. I think, like, rarely. I saw one, and it was
only
like,
if they're super active and partially famous, or at least there's advertising and stuff being paid for. People pay for their shit to get promoted, which is just kind of ridiculous when you're getting no money. So... excuse me. Though I will say, thanks to Susanna, who
donated
$5 to us.
$5. Thank you.
Though I probably shouldn't have said the amount, but just know that she basically paid for half of a season, or half of a month.
Half of a month, because the seasons
for us to exist
more than seasons. This season will end in April. Yeah, in April.
I think
Or April or March.
Sweeps. Sweeps week.
Sweeps week?
We're ending on during sweeps.
What the fuck is sweeps?
TV, whenever they have their ratings drive, that's when the shit, like, usually on a show goes crazy or new episodes are going to end.
I thought you were talking about supermarket sweeps.
Supermarket sweeps, I don't know what that is.
Sweep? You never saw that show?
No.
Remember where they had to... You have to go through the supermarket and throw a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, to like, yeah, you have to hit this amount of money and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, guess how much you're...
And then you could keep the supermarket shit.
Right, if it was closer to the amount of money or whatever.
Because you needed 100 adult-sized diapers and you were like 24 for some reason.
I do. We both will now after drinking a ridiculous smoothie.
My stomach's actually been dealing with it pretty well. It's just when I decide to add something terrible to it, like, I don't know, other food.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Sorry for being downers, sort of.
I'm not sorry.
I am.
I'm not sorry at all. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just like, I don't
care.
We
can't be mad at anyone.
Yeah, I'm not like,
fuck you for being
like,
invisible.
This podcast is my whole life. It's just that, like, it's gotten to the point where I feel like I'm like, nah, Renee's not doing it, but I feel like it's just like, we're sitting in here. It's our day off. It's your day off because I have a lot of days off. And you'd much rather be fucking eating or watching something good on Netflix. And
I could be eating right now. That doesn't change it. But it's like...
We should order dinner and eat. That's our special episode. Next one is eat dinner.
Just eat while we record.
I'm doing it. Eat. Because we're always drinking. We drank our health drinks. This is another health.
We've gone through life on this thing a little bit. But both of us aren't drinking nearly as much as we were in the past. For multiple reasons. Not only because we ran out of alcohol that's in the house, but also because it's expensive, and also because we're trying not to feel like shit in general.
Yeah, I have to. It interferes with the Valium, everybody knows.
Right. So you're tapering off.
Some tapering off the valves.
For me, I got a bunch of fucking bad news from a doctor. And so
Renee's pregnant.
I am pregnant.
Congratulate us.
Little brown babies.
I saw the cutest thing the other day on Facebook. So this girl, I used to work with her. She announced something like, she's playful, but she's not very like all, you know, she got married like a year or so ago. She's maybe like a year older than me. And she was like, look what we made with her husband. And it was just a picture of a sonogram. I thought that was cute the way you said it.
Look what we made?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you guys are fucking good technicians. You made a sonogram machine. Fucking awesome.
I didn't want to be a smart ass. I didn't think of that. I would have said it. Cause it's
or I'd be like, you guys
she would have thought it was funny, but she barely remembers me. That shit's still funny as hell, dude. That's funny. You guys made a sonogram machine?
It's pretty awesome.
Or I would have just been like, who painted that? Did you use an ink pen?
So you need to get a new photographer. That kid looks unfinished. It's fucking...
And then everybody was just like, where's the pee-pee? And I'm like, why do you assume that that's a boy, number one? And why do you want to see the pee-pee so bad? Because the last 3 years, every sonogram I've ever been shown or ultrasound or whatever, like, you know, it's like, oh, we have
someone always has to mention.
No. They put the circle. The doctor's like, here, well, do you want the circle around the pee-pee? And then I'm like, what's this circle? They're like, that's the wee-wee. I'm like, could you not have remembered that that was it? It's your child. Did they have to put a circle around the wee-wee? There's always people like the most professional little bronze circle around the pee-pee.
A professional circle?
Yeah, like it's not like a sticker that they're just like a sticker of pee-pee circles that they have. That they put on sonogram.
Pee-pee circle.
It's always like the doctor draws it in the like application or whatever. And then when it prints out, there's just like a bronze circle around the pee-pee.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, listen, if he points out a wee-wee... And it's your son's, in your womb. You should be remember, like, there's this little wee-wee as a boy.
I always remember the first time I saw my son's dick. That's just weird.
And there's a circle around it.
Oh, he's just like his father.
Like 20 years later. Like, there's a picture of me now just standing there. It's so small. There's just a circle around my dick. Like, it's a sonogram of me now.
The amazing thing is if the kid's born and when he comes out, there's a little bronze circle hovering around his dick.
It's just like, there it is.
It's like, oh, it was never drawn on. It was just there from the beginning with. Oh, people are really obsessed with baby dicks. Yeah, so many obvious jokes that I'm just going
to
avoid.
Yeah, why'd you say that? That was my only thing to say to you. Why'd you say that? People are so obsessed with baby dicks. No, but she didn't have her sonogram. I mean, I guess they don't know yet.
It
could have
been a baby girl. I was about to say it could have been a baby. As if baby boys aren't babies. Could have been a baby. Maybe that's why there was no circle around.
There's always a circle around a dick. And then, you know, I just remembered. And then there's always like numbers and shit right next to the circle. Like, that's like, this is a dick. Like, it's code for this is a penis. Like, like there's always that.
8-6-7-5-3-0-9
Yeah. It's always like, this is code. And then it's a hashtag. hashtag, this is a dick. Hyphen, this is a dick.
That's going to be the name of this episode. Hashtag, this is
a dick. No, hyphen, this is a dick. Hashtag is going to be like, you guys sound like everyone else on the internet. Just put hyphen, this is a dick. Or this is a penis. No, this is a penis or wee wee. We're not going to use profanity.
Yes, we are. We've already used
shit. Yeah, but we're better. We're better than that. Let's change it up. I always name the episodes. Let's name this. I've been saying pee-pee and wee-wee the whole time. Circle around the wee-wee. The baby
circle
wee-wee.
Around. There you go. Circle around the pee-pee.
that's I like that
name.
One.
Circle around the pee-pee is the name of this episode.
Circle you've, around the pee-pee.
That sounds terrible.
The more that I think about
circle
it.
Circle around the pee-pee.
Yo, let's go. We got a circle around the pee-pee, yo.
Yo, remember when I came out to you yesterday and I was like, imagine like a really gangster ass dude telling his best friend like
yes.
that. Like, I was like, yo, nigga, you know you love the way you sucked your dick. Don't be trying to front. Like, that's so weird.
That would be amazing.
What would be amazing?
Hardcore ghetto ass fucking gay dudes that are just like way too macho.
Yo, come on, you know that shit. That booty be fucking wilding on my pee-pee.
Yo, I love it when your beard scrapes against my balls when you're sucking my dick, homie.
Yo, put that footy forward. Yo, I want the duck bill of that footy to scrub on my dick.
Listen, son, look at my balls. I ain't going to be coming down here unless you take that OE bottle and stick it in my ass as hard as you can.
What? All right? Now you're just getting some extreme evil angel shit.
Evil angel?
It's a good sight.
I don't know what that is.
What? You're fanning towards me.
Because you keep backing away from the mic.
Like I'm wearing good cologne, and you're like,
No.
It's like, should I play Arc the Lad? No, no one should play this.
Arc the Lad's good stuff, man.
Damn, they released a four-pack. Were these all on the PlayStation that released the four-pack?
You have a PlayStation 2, so you could play them all native and actually save it to a memory card the way it's supposed to.
Yes, I can.
All right. We're at the...
It's just got leather bound art book.
It's fucking, it's a immense collection.
Wasn't this an anime?
Maybe.
Arc of the Lad. Because I remember hearing the name so much and I was like, what is that? He's a lad, apparently. His name's Arc.
So disappointing.
Exclusive mini standees, memory card holder, thumb button covers. Why don't we get that with special editions now? Now we get dumbass art books that like are shorter versions of full art books that come out like 8 months later.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. Give me the soundtrack like they used to too. Some of them come with soundtracks.
Well, I got the Dark Souls Black Armor edition and that comes with the soundtrack.
That's the way it should be, you know.
And the soundtrack's really good. So.
Fucking Lunar 1 and Lunar 2 came with stuff.
You have Lunar, right?
Yeah, yes. I have both of them. I love both of those games.
I wanted to play Xeno. Man, when you gave me Final Fantasy IV, I was stoked because I was like, yes, this is the one where they had like the optional bosses like Zero Miss X and or Zero Miss XG or whatever his name is. And then I got pissed because I was like, fuck, it's not the Game Boy Advance one. That's the one where they like redid it in 3D. And then no, the DS one was the one they did in 3D. But they still had like the lunar caves and you could fight all the alternate bosses. And
yep.
But the PlayStation one doesn't have any of that shit. So I was like, I don't want to play it.
Pee-pee.
And I was stoked because I was like, I want to play an old JRPG, but stoked. I need to have that optional aspect there. I need to have that aspect of I could go out of my way to fight this super powerful optional boss, get some good armor. You know, I have to have that option. I can't just have a straightforward just explore here and there.
You need to play Skies of Arcadia and Suikoden because...
Suikoden has optional bosses? I'll play it.
There's optional characters that you may never meet unless you do certain things. It's the essence of collection.
Well, if you find Suikoden 2, I will play it tonight. And I will play it nonstop.
You can play Suikoden 1. Suikoden 1 I have downloadable off of my account.
Which one's better, though? Don't lie.
It doesn't matter. They're Suikoden 2.
So I hear about is Suikoden 2. Like I told you, I read the other day on some editors on IGN, his top games. ActRaiser was on it, which reminds me, I got to play that because I have ActRaiser. Oh, that milk is getting to me now.
We'll be ending soon.
No, it's going to come out my mouth. So still. And I got to, this dried up. I got to get the.
Could always
wash. You know what this tastes like when you put water and milk together in Valium?
Water.
It tastes like water, milk, and Valium. Which is already disgusting. Benzos tastes like fucking. Benzos tastes like a math teacher.
I don't even know. Depends on the math teacher. I had a hot one once. She probably tasted all right.
You're weird.
It's the truth, man.
Did you bang her?
No, she was a teacher, goddammit. I was a fucking teenager. It's not like now when teenagers are lucky they get to fuck their hot teachers but then get stupid and tell people about it.
Yeah, like,
dumbasses.
Don't. Fucking shitiots.
What's wrong with them?
I was so convinced. There was this kid named Clayton. I'll say his real name. He kept convincing me that he banged this one hot teacher we had. And I believed it for like months until like I got like graduated and I was like, he never banged that teacher. What was I thinking? He said that she had to do one-on-one study with him because he was like an asshole, and that he just like took her up on a counter and banged her. And then years later, I realized that this was an 11-year-old telling me he was banging a 26-year-old, and I believed him because he was like, I just gave her that hood talk. He ended up getting arrested for, like, dealing cocaine or something like that.
Of course.
But I ended up, he's still really cool. I think he's out now. He got caught, busted with a bunch of it, and he went to prison. But when he got out, I met up with him. I was like, man, you never banged that chick. Where she just hung out. He was like, yeah, I never banged her. He did bang a whole bunch of other shit, though, after that.
Probably in jail, he got banged a lot.
That motherfucker was, he was banging people. That dude was huge. That's what you think. He was doing the banging.
All it takes is for someone to be psychotic and threaten your life. Doesn't matter how big you are.
That's all I gotta do to you?
You might have to take the dick in jail.
Sorry. You can take the dick in here.
No. No vitamin D for me, sir.
Dude, I'd much rather... See, right now we could have been working on a Handcuffed by a Ghost song. Instead of talking for these chuckleheads. No, I'm just kidding. I just like using that word.
It'd be amazing if they actually got this far.
No one listens this far. You and me can say whatever the fuck we want right now. No one listens this far. Anything we want. Dude, we could say anything. Literally, look at me. It's just us right now. No one listens. Renee, no one's listening to this. Seriously, no one is this far in. You could monitor the skips. You could see them on the site. No one is listening to this.
I don't know.
I mean, there's always that fear, so I'm not going to say everything. But, like...
I want to fuck a little poodle.
Some people skip just to see, like, let's see what they say at the end. And I'm just like, racist, racist, racist shit. Like, I say a whole bunch of...
If only we could. I mean, we could. We could. Wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good for either of us at all.
Wouldn't be good for anyone. Except people who like racism. And I'm not cool with racism.
Just with racist jokes. There's a difference.
Jokes in general. They don't have jokes. To be racist.
All jokes are good. Money. All jokes, except for bad jokes. But bad jokes are good
go to heaven.
All jokes go to heaven. Heaven itself is a joke.
I'm going to go watch Cheech and Chong because I think I'm high. I need to...
Oh, that's twice. Look at that. I snuck that in there.
You little bitch. I didn't even notice the first time.
You dirty bug.
You dirty little sneaking motherfucker. Let me get some of your Coke, man. He's like, I can't, man.
I stopped drinking. Coca-Cola.
Shit, the dude snorted the Coca-Cola can in the movie. But when he was like, let me get some, and he snorted it, he's like, that's soap, man. I'm going to fucking die. Gotta watch that shit again.
What is that, man? It's Labrador.
The Labrador. No, but the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, my dog ate my stash. I had to chase around with him for a day.
That was before they played themselves, yeah. But the one I'm talking about is that he had, like, a bag of powder, and he had just come out of, like, his house, and he was like, what is that? And he was like, it's nothing, man. My sister gave it to me. And it makes sense after the fact. Sister gave him laundry detergent to do laundry. And it has no story. That movie had no story. That was the best part. And He's like, is that cocaine, man? He's like, what's it look like, man? And he's like, let me get some, man. Come on, Holmes. I'm going to get high. And he begs him nonstop for like literally 3 minutes of movie time. And finally, he's like, you can only smell it, man. Only if you smell it. He's like, don't snort any of it, all right? So he goes like this, and he opens it up to him. I hope somebody remembers this. It's on Netflix. And he's like, all right. And he puts his face in the bag, and then he just snorts it. He smells it, but he's like, it gets all over his face. And he's like, whoa, that's good. And then he starts coughing. He's like, it's fucking soap, man. And then Chong just starts laughing his ass off. He's like, I want to fucking die. And he's he just snorted a bunch. That's what made it funny, is that it wasn't really cocaine. It was fucking soap.
Cheech and Chong are great.
They are. I love that they don't have to rely on stoner, like, how is it? Like, just the culture is fine. Like, the shit they say, anyone could find
that's
funny.
Dude, I've never touched a drug in my life, and I love Cheech and Chong. You know? I watch all their shit, and I always laugh my ass off. You don't have to smoke pot off
to find that.
Because they're just genuinely fucking funny.
If anything, I think I find it even funnier than most stoners. Because I actually can see the ridiculousness. Because
they're also making fun of a lot of
stoners. Yeah, they are. Going to welfare. That movie was the epitome of like being a broke motherfucker who still loves playing music and getting drunk or partying and wanting to eat and sleep late, yet still have some place to live. Like, they were on welfare. He lost his job. Cheech didn't smoke pot in that movie. He didn't. Not once did he smoke pot. If you watch the whole movie, the character that he plays his cousin. And then
well, Chong was always the intense pothead.
Yeah, always. But Cheech was always the one that just was like, kind of would do whatever. But Cheech never actually smoked pot, if I'm not mistaken. He was just waiting for his date most of the movie.
In
the
next movie?
Yeah. Nice Dreams. The next movie's the one I watched. Which ones do you have? You have the Corsican Brothers, right?
We have a bunch of them here. There's a bunch of them. Corsican Brothers is in here.
That's my favorite one. And people said it was the worst one because it was PG-13. Because
it's a goofball comedy.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's more Monty Python. It reminds me of Monty Python.
Whatever happens to one of them happens to the other one.
Yeah, they feel it.
It's just goofball.
Yeah, I think we're done here because I'm going to throw up. Nah, I'm all right.
I'm gonna have more juice. Oh my god, yeah, you're gonna some watch juice. Me
drink this. I have to put some.
Can't wait to have more juice.
You seriously gonna have more?
Probably.
Yeah, I have to pour water in this and mix it up and drink water, Valium milk.
I'm actually down. I think I got like a little bit of a sugar rush from it before. That is now I'm crashing, so I'm getting tired. So I'm like, let me just have more of this to keep me awake.
It's a drug.
I don't want to fall asleep because I gotta go do some shit at 8 o'clock anyhow.
Why at 8? I want to get home from work.
I don't know. He said he's only going to be there for like 20 minutes. I don't know where the fuck it is.
What
but
the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't get robbed, bro.
Picking up a free pedal board for guitar pedal stuff, so, which is good because it might, you know, at least make up for the fact that I lost a guitar, which is a story for another day that will break my fucking heart. But yes, we're signing off. Thanks for listening this far, if you did. I'm Rene Rosa.
Oh, shit. I forgot my
name. And I'm talking to myself.
I forgot my name. No, you're not talking to yourself, bitch. Forgot my name.
Yeah.
Chance Tribolini.
And this is Sherman Tanks.
I love Renee.
I love my peepee.
I love his peepee.
I hate that. You love my
I love the circle around your peepee.
Circle the peepee!
Circle the wee-wee.
Circle the peepee!
What am I eating?
Eating the peepee.
Peepee.